Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you all for joining us today. We have a special guest from what I consider my homeland, Hawaii. His name is Jake Shimabukuro. He is a ukulele player, and he's going to share the joy that this instrument has brought him his entire life, or almost his entire life, how he has embraced playing it, the simplicity and the peace that it cultivates. He is an amazing musician, especially if you have the opportunity to see him live. You will understand why when you do so. Without further ado, let's dive in. Jake, I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm really excited to celebrate you, your wisdom, and your medicine. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to start in, you just mentioned how you're starting on tour, and if you can share a little bit about your inspiration for bringing the ukulele, because years back when I saw you first time live, I would say there wasn't a huge surgence of everyone wanting to play the ukulele, and now having kids that are 11 and 14, all the kids around where I am in Southern California have ukuleles. So if you can share a little bit about your passion with the ukulele and how it's been such a powerful instrument to connect to people and especially to the kids, to the teens.
Yeah, well, you know, I started out playing when I was a kid because I grew up in Hawaii, and everyone plays ukulele in Hawaii, you know, it's a big part of the culture. So I was always fascinated by the instrument. My mom played when she was a kid, so she was my first teacher. And when I was about 4 years old, she sat me down, taught me a few chords, and I was just hooked. I mean, there was just something about the sound, and just, you know, I just had so much fun strumming the ukulele, and it brought me so much joy. And I think that's what I appreciate most about the instrument, and I want to share that aspect with people, because when I'm playing the ukulele, I mean, I'm having a blast. You know, when I'm on stage and playing and getting into it, I'm really having the time of my life, and I want to share that feeling with everyone. And I would like to, you know, and I do try to encourage people to pick it up, because everyone knows that music is good medicine. You know, it's good for the soul. It's good for the mind. But when people hear that, they immediately think, oh, just listening to music or going to a concert or something. But that, of course, that's therapeutic and that's healing in its own way. But there's something about playing an instrument, sitting down with an instrument and creating music yourself that is just magical. And the wonderful thing about the ukulele is people are not intimidated by that instrument. Mm-hmm. If you gave someone a violin or a guitar or a trumpet, they'd be like, oh, I don't know how to play those instruments, it's too hard. But if you put an ukulele in their hands, they'd be like, oh, this is kind of fun. This is neat. You know, they're not afraid to play it and to strum a few chords. And that's why I think the ukulele is the perfect vehicle to introduce music to people, especially young people.
Hmm. And if you can share a little bit, I was born in Hawaii, so I have a deep connection to the islands there. A little bit about the culture and that joy. And when I hear you play and listening to your album, it starts to work on the brain in an interesting way, in a beautiful way, kind of like this opening neural pathways. That's what it feels like, a little medicine. If you can share a little bit how the culture has really propelled you in your work, and the islands, the harmonics from the islands have propelled you in your work.
Mm, yeah, music, like you said, it stimulates different parts of the brain. And, you know, there are so many studies out there now on how how music affects the way we think and how it affects our mood, and they're always discovering new things, and it's always positive. Music is it's so powerful, and it's such a gift, and I think we're so lucky to have music, you know, in this world, and I think for me, you know, it's really, music just helps me to connect with things. It helps me to understand my place and function in this world, and I think culturally, I think every culture has some form of music, right? And it's because music is simply, I think it's the language of human emotion, and that's why we can all connect with music. And being in Hawaii, I think the traditional music of Hawaii reflects the culture, reflects the lifestyle, reflects the attitude of the people who live there. And Hawaii itself, the culture there, living on an island and so close to nature, so connected to nature, has its benefits, you know, has its own, in a way, it's very healing. I think that's why Hawaii is a great vacation, you know, destination for a lot of people, because, when they go there, they're completely transformed, and a lot of them will go there for the first time and then they never leave, you know, or they end up there. So I think that the music of Hawaii is very, or the music of the island, the traditional music, you know, reflects that. And when I first started playing the ukulele, that's all I played. All I played was traditional Hawaiian music. And till this day, it's still my favorite style of music. Even though I play, you know, a lot of other genres and different styles, and, you know, like pop tunes or rock tunes or jazz or classical pieces, you know, there will always be, you know, I think Hawaiian music will always be my first love, you know, because when I start to play a traditional song, you know, which is something that I've been doing recently, and my concerts is kind of going back to my roots and you know, playing a song or two, you know, from the islands, and it just transforms the room. You know, when I start playing a piece like Hi'ilawe or Akaka Falls or, you know, something very traditional, I mean, the entire energy of the hall transforms, and I hope the audience can feel that, because I definitely feel it, and there's something very spiritual, something magical that happens, you know, when you're playing the ukulele and you're playing the traditional music on that instrument. And maybe it has a lot to do with, because I was born and raised there and I grew up with that music, so I really connect with it. And when I'm traveling and on tour, you know, playing in different countries, when I play those first few chords of a traditional piece, I feel like I'm right back home.
Mm-hmm. Mm, beautiful. And you quoted that the ukulele being this instrument of peace, and you created a song that looked like very visible around the world, Ukulele Weeps. And that arc in there and your enthusiasm, that's what I love about seeing you on stage. It's like, wow, there is so much joy, and your technical skill is just phenomenal. If you can share a little bit about that song and this instrument, and being that the islands are, known for their rainbows, similar to the Hopis, if you can share a little bit about peace from Hawaii and the ukulele.
Yeah, you know, the song Gently Weeps, or While My Guitar Gently Weeps, is, it's one of my favorite George Harrison songs, and George Harrison was a big fan of ukulele. He was just an extraordinary person. I never got to meet him. I wish I did. You know, like I said, I was just a big fan of his music and just his philosophy and his outlook on life. Such a generous person, so down to earth, so giving and humble. That was one of my favorite songs of his. And I remember when I was working on that arrangement, the reason I came up with that arrangement was because well, of course, like, I was a big George Harrison fan, and to me, like, when you cover the song of another artist, you know, it's simply like wearing your favorite, you know, basketball player's jersey. I mean, it's just a celebration of your love and admiration for that athlete or artist. And so, you know, when I was working on that arrangement, you know, I was kind of thinking about all of that, you know, thinking about George's passion and, you know, his desire to always kind of give back and be a part of the community. And I think just, you know, just the extraordinary person that he was, and also that he was a big fan of the ukulele. So I worked on that piece, and I played it for an interview in New York. And this was about 7 years ago. And right around that time, there was everyone knows it now, but YouTube was just starting out. But back then, you know, it was, you know, not there weren't a lot of people who were familiar with YouTube, you know, like 8 years ago. So this video clip from this TV show got on YouTube and instantly went viral. And that's what started this whole thing for me. You know, it was just, it went viral on YouTube. And then that's when my touring career started, because I began receiving a lot of phone calls from other artists, you know, to open for them or to collaborate with them or record with them. And that's what led to all this traveling, and I had all these opportunities to perform in different places. And then I realized, you know, that the ukulele, that people's perspective of the ukulele is very different from the way, you know, islanders view the instrument. And outside of Hawaii, the ukulele is not taken seriously, you know, but I love that about it. You know, when I first started, when I would come to the mainland and people heard that I played the ukulele, they'd be like, oh, can you play Tiptoe Through the Tulips, you know, because Tiny Tim, you know, really popularized the instrument. You know, I mean, he performed on television a lot, and you know, everyone knows that song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and he would strum the ukulele and sing it in that really high falsetto voice, you know, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And, but I love that aspect of the instrument as well, because like I said, people aren't intimidated by it. You know, when you see someone playing the ukulele, it's like you're watching an underdog, and you kind of want to root for that underdog. And that feeling of you know, just no egos there, you know, there's no attitude. It's just about enjoying and enjoying life, and just the pure, you know, the pure childlike sound of the instrument. And that's where I think the whole idea of peace comes into play, because when you're strumming an ukulele, I mean, it's impossible to feel angry. You know, I mean, every time I pick up the ukulele and I strum a chord, it makes me smile. People around me smile, and it just lightens up the room. And that's why I love encouraging people to just play it, just pick it up and learn a chord and just strum it, because you could be having the worst day at work and you can come home, pick up your ukulele, strum a few chords, and you'll just feel so much better. And I tell people, it's impossible to be angry and play while you're strumming an ukulele. And I think that's why, you know, it truly is, it's a very peaceful instrument, and I think it brings a lot of joy, you know, into the world.
And can you share, just from going back, you mentioned to some of your roots and some of your traditional music from Hawaii, what you kind of were communicated to on that inner self that the ukulele taught you, how maybe that shifted you, especially maybe as a young boy learning?
Well, early on, I just played, you know, I didn't read too deep, you know, I didn't read too deeply into it. I just loved playing. I mean, and I say play, I never use the word practice, because like I had friends that played the piano or played the violin, and I remember always hearing them complain, like, oh, I can't go out this weekend because my mom said I have to stay home and practice my piano or practice, you know, the violin. And I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, you know, you know, it seemed like it was almost like the equivalent to someone to like their parents telling them to clean your room or do your homework, you know. But for me, it was like the opposite. I mean, my parents would have to take the instrument away from me so that I would do my homework or, you know, clean my room or eat dinner or take a bath or something. And that's why I never use, you know, the word practice, because when I was a kid, I never practiced. I mean, I just played. You know, it was just, I loved doing it so much. And every moment that I had, you know, every moment that I had an opportunity to sit with the ukulele, I mean, I'd be right there, you know, just strumming away and playing all the time. But, you know, as I got older, I realized that probably one of the things I loved about the instrument so much is it was so simple and so pure. You know, it's not a complex instrument. You have four strings and two octaves to work with, you know. It's a fraction it's like the equivalent to like a kid's toy piano. You know, that's the range of your instrument. It taught me a lot, you know. I mean, now looking back, I realize that, you know, I was so lucky to have that instrument because basically I had this source of joy that I could take with me everywhere. You know, if you play the piano, you're not going to take your piano to the beach. You're not going to take your piano hiking, you know, or even if you play the violin, you wouldn't dare take your violin to the beach. The salty air would just destroy the instrument. Right, you know, but the ukulele, you can take it to the beach, you can take it hiking, you can travel on a plane with it. I mean, it just tuck it under the seat in front of you. It's so tiny, so compact, so portable, so affordable. And it's just so much fun to play. And I tell people that it's kind of like the iPad mini of instruments, you know, because it's so small, but yet it's powerful. It's a powerful tool. And a lot of songwriters now are using the ukulele. They're putting the guitars away and just picking up the ukulele because it has everything that they need to compose music. Mm. You know, when they're writing a song, the ukulele, you know, they can just strum their chords and they can, you know, sing their melodies and write lyrics and do whatever. But you don't need this big, bulky guitar with you anymore. You just take this little tiny ukulele, throw it in your backpack, and you know, you can find a nice place to sit and to chill and to write music. You can go up hiking up a trail, you know, for like an hour with an ukulele in your backpack, and it won't even put any strain, any physical strain on your body. I mean, I can't imagine lugging a guitar, you know, up to the top of a mountain. You know, it's so cumbersome and it's heavy and bulky. So it really is. It's the perfect creative. It's the perfect instrument to be creative and to just take everywhere with you.
Well, you're proof that you can create so much with all of that because as I mentioned, your skill set is mind-blowing.
thank you.
It's just amazing. So less is more, I guess. If you can share, as you mentioned, you're on tour, a little bit about this tour and what you're excited about, and we're excited that you're here on mainland. So if you can share a little bit about that and what you're looking forward to.
It's a new tour. It's called the Ute Nations Tour. We had the Grand Ukulele Tour, which was, you know, we're touring the album, basically. Last year I released an album called Grand Ukulele, and produced by Alan Parsons, which was just a treat for me because I'm a huge Alan Parsons fan. So working with him in the studio was incredible. And you know, so last year we just played all the songs from the new album. This year, I don't have a new album out this year. I guess the concept for the new tour, you know, was very different from last year because we're not touring an album. So basically, I just kind of, you know, went to my entire or, you know, went over my entire repertoire and just kind of looked at all the songs, you know, that I had in my catalog, I guess. And then of course some new tunes and then use that to put the show together. And then, you know, I've been kind of experimenting with some new things. So, I'm going to be doing actually things that I've never done before. Like, for example, for the first time in my life, I purchased a baritone ukulele. Like, a couple months ago, I bought a baritone ukulele, which is the largest in the ukulele family. But the unique thing about that instrument is it's tuned differently. It's tuned a lot lower than the standard and the tenor and all that. So it has a completely different sound. And I've always been aware of the baritone, and I've seen a lot of people play it, and I love the sound of it, but it never dawned on me to actually buy one and play it, you know? So I was at a guitar shop a few months ago, and I saw this used baritone. You know, it's like 30 years old, and it's an old Kamaka baritone, and I picked it up, and I strummed one chord on it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to buy this instrument, you know? So I picked it up, and I started playing it, and I said, you know what, this is beautiful, and I thought, I should bring this on the road with me, and, you know, and just play, like, a few songs on it, because, you know, just to show people it's still part of the ukulele family, and it's just a different side of the instrument. And I think a lot of people aren't familiar, you know, with the baritone ukulele. So it'd kind of be cool to introduce that to a lot of people. You know, it's like a few years ago, I went to see Mike Marshall, you know, who's a great mandolin player. And he brought this other instrument out called the mandocello, you know, which is in the mandolin family, but it's a lot larger and deeper. And it's, you know, like kind of like what the cello is to the violin. And I remember just thinking, wow, that's really cool. I didn't even know those things existed. So, you know, I kind of want to bring that out for the people who aren't familiar, you know, with that there are a lot of different sizes of ukuleles. And so I have that. And then also I have some electronics that I'm bringing out with me on this tour, you know, just for a little segment in the show where I kind of rely on some of the electronics and the effects, you know, just to show that side of the instrument as well, kind of like the electric side of the ukulele. And then I also brought a bassist with me. So it's the first time that I'm actually traveling with another musician, you know, to accompany me on some of the songs. So I think it'll be a very, very different show from anything that I've ever done before. But I think for me, it's very exciting because now I have all these tools to really showcase the instrument, you know, so that people can see, you know, all the different sides of the ukulele. So I'm excited, and I think it, you know, and I hope people will enjoy the new show this year, because I'm actually having a lot of fun. You know, we had productive rehearsals the last few days in Nashville, and everything's been going great. You know, we're traveling with a lot of production, with some lights and, you know, our own audio equipment and stuff. So yeah, so we got this big bus rented out and a 6-man crew and a trailer. So it's I actually feel like a real touring musician now.
Beautiful. Oh, and so right now you're in Florida or in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're in Florida.
No. We're in Jacksonville, Florida tonight, and like I said, it's the first show. I'm actually sitting in a bus right now, just kind of working through the set list, practicing the songs, and I think we have sound check in a few hours. So yeah.
Beautiful. And we'll put all the links on the site for the tour, and I know you do a roundabout here, head back to the islands, and come back a little bit to the mainland. And are you going elsewhere? I didn't notice on the list in the world on this tour.
We haven't posted the dates yet, but we are we're doing an Asia tour and also a Canada run, and so it should be a lot of fun. You know, Asia was a lot of fun last year. We did Japan and Hong Kong, Thailand, Taiwan. I mean, it was really great. And last year we also did a 2-week run in Australia, which was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed that as well. So, I definitely love traveling, and, you know, I think this year, in addition to our run in Asia, you know, we're also going to be, I think, well, it's not, you know, not, and it's not confirmed yet, but I know they're putting together some dates in Europe. So that should be a lot of fun. Not sure when that's going to be yet, but we'll see what happens as the year progresses.
That will be beautiful. Bringing the islands all the way over there. I love it.
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to share with you, because I know our time's coming up, or ask you to share with us, I should say, is I really was inspired by you being willing to put yourself out there and to teach, to share your gift. And if you can share a little bit about what you have available in that regard and how or if you're going to continue doing that online.
I love, you know, it's I don't get to do it as often as I'd like to. There are times where I've given workshops and master classes, and you know, those are so much fun because you're in a room with people who are just as passionate about music, you know, as you are, and you know, and we're all there to learn. I mean, including me, you know, I'm you know, the people that come to the workshops or whatever. I mean, you know, I learn just as much from them, you know, as I mean, I don't know if they learn anything from me, but, you know, but the main thing is just to, you know, just, I mean, for me in those situations, you know, I like to just, I love just talking about music, talking about the ukulele and, you know, getting really excited and getting, you know, talking in depth about just, you know, like philosophy and just, you know, your approach to music. And then, of course, the more you can get deeper into like the technical side of playing and the emotional side and just, you know, the like all the things that you don't get to really go into, you know, when you're doing a concert and I can talk through an arrangement and share like what I'm thinking when I'm playing this part or why I decided to arrange it in this key or I can talk more in depth of, you know, my original compositions and, you know, why this song is called this and what inspired it and what I'm trying to do through the use of techniques and tone, color and things like that, you know, to express some kind of emotion or, you know, what's going on in my mind or how I'm trying to accomplish that. You know, like things like that. To me, it's interesting. And even for me, as I talk about it, you know, then it kind of takes you back and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. And, you know, and then I can elaborate on it more. And then it helps reminds me, you know, in a lot of ways of like, oh yeah, that's right. And usually after a workshop or a master class, like I'll go back to my hotel room or back to the bus and I just be like, yeah, you know, I forgot all about that. And I'll kind of sit and start playing through it and I'll, you know, remember something or I'll brush up on something. So it's good. I mean, I love when I have those opportunities.
Just having your wisdom up on media streams is beautiful, especially for all the, like I said, the surgeons of the children that are really excited about this. So I appreciate the fact that you brought it to everyone. I think you were responsible.
Oh, no, no, no.
I think so.
But thank you, but no.
This time around, I think so.
No, but I am, you know, as a big fan of the ukulele, I'm so excited, you know, just to see the ukulele being more accepted in popular music and pop culture. I mean, you know, you got guys like Eddie Vedder playing the ukulele now and, you know, the band Train and, you know, even like Izzy's Over the Rainbow, you know, his version of Over the Rainbow. I mean, you hear it in national commercials now. And I mean, it's fantastic. You see the ukulele popping up in movies and sitcoms and it's just, yeah, it's incredible. So I'm just very excited, you know, for the to see where the ukulele is going to go in the next few years.
Well, We appreciate your presence here, and we're looking forward to seeing you on tour, and wish you guys a lot of fun and joy along the way.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah, Jake, I really appreciate you spending the time, and we look forward to seeing you here in California.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you, Suzette. I really appreciate it.
Once again, I want to thank Jake for joining us today. If you're inspired to learn more, please connect to his links below. A simple way for us to continue to support the cultivation of art and culture is by supporting them. And if he happens to be crossing your path in a place near you, please stop by. You won't be disappointed. We're going to sign out with two of Jake's songs. One, we are going to connect with Fields of Gold and Akaka Falls. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a big smile, and a namaste. Aloha. Thank you.